Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Kevin Hardwick, a political science professor at Canisius College, also Democrat member of the Erie County Legislature, talking about the presidential race. As we head into the home stretch here, Kevin, less than 2 weeks now to go, and I think it's on display today. It was on display yesterday. These two campaigns in very different modes. You look at the president's campaign, and it kind of looks like a normal campaign, right? There are big events with crowds and everything like that, trying to get out the vote. And meanwhile, over Joe Biden's campaign, there really isn't anything beside events. I don't think anyone would be surprised if the only time we saw him between now and Election Day was tomorrow night.
That's by design. I mean, they're trying to project different images, and they are contrasting. And you know, normally we look for a choice between candidates, and we certainly have a choice between candidates. We not only have a choice between candidates, we have a choice between types of campaigns. President Trump, with a rally like the one last night in Erie and others, a lot of them with people not wearing masks. I was just talking to Joe Beamer, and he was telling me how you know, he was surprised, I think, by the number of people that that did have masks on. But regardless, many of these states, there aren't the masks, and he's trying to project strength through that and trying to cast the virus aside and saying we got to move on from that. And that's one message. Of course, the Biden camp has the absolute opposite message, which we have to, you know, listen to the scientists. We have to slow things down. We have to wear our masks. We have to social distance, which means he's not going to be having any large rallies. I mean, we really do live in two different countries right now.
I mean, is Biden just trying to stay mistake-free and ride this out?
Well, I really think that's the message. I mean, that's the image that he wants to project. If Joe Biden had a large rally tomorrow with, you know, even half the amount of people that Donald Trump had at Erie last night, people would say, wait a minute, what was all that about the social distancing and the masking and being responsible, listening to scientists? You're casting all that way? No, that would be, he would throw his brand right out the window. And his brand right now appears to be winning in the polls, although I talked to a lot of nervous Democrats who are very anxious because things looked good 4 years ago and they didn't turn out so well for the Democrats.
Yeah, that anxiousness that you mentioned there, you mentioned some nervous Democrats because the polls, you can never say. I think if you asked this time, 4 years ago, everyone would have said, well, there's no way Donald Trump is winning the election. And now you can ask people who will say, well, you know, I would normally think that way, but then 4 years ago, this is exactly what happened. I guess, what do you think that means for Election Day? Does that get out the vote anymore because of what happened 4 years ago when looking at the polls?
Well, that's an excellent question, Brian, because I think that the Democrats are trying to turn that anxiety into energy. And they're saying, look, you can't take this for granted. We got caught sleeping. 4 years ago, a lot of people didn't vote in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. And had they voted, you know, I mean, the president won those states by a total of 77,000 votes. Had a few more people gotten out to vote, the Democrats would have won. So they're trying to energize people. And I think you see that paying off. You look at these long lines, you know, with people staying 4, 8, 10 hours in line. I mean, that's that's crazy. That's just so foreign to us here in New York, because we do such a good job with elections, and the wait time isn't more than, you know, a few minutes normally. But you see that, you know, that commitment there, and I think you see, I think that's testament to the fact that the Democrats are scared, and they're worried, and they want to get everybody out to vote. So, you know, I think that they're trying to use that anxiety to their advantage.
Kevin, people don't trust the polls. Is there anything different with polling than we saw 4 years ago?
Well, I think that the models that the pollsters have employ, especially when they try to define what a likely voter looks like, have changed. They know they got caught napping, at least in some of the state polls 4 years ago. Some of the state polls were wildly off, although the national poll, the final one, was like 2%, and that's about what Hillary Clinton won by. But they're very attuned to this. I mean, one of the wild cards in this is, and one of the things that scares Democrats, is that Republicans have done, especially in these battleground states, a decent job of registering new voters, people who are in their 40s and their 50s, never voted before, but are attracted to Trump. Well, you know, they got a lot of them registered. And the question is, will they be able to turn them out to the polls? And I think the answer is, yeah, probably yes in this environment. Now, have the polls taken them into account? I think the better polls have tried to make an attempt to take that into account. But again, it's in inexact science.
Are you surprised there's not more of an outcry or a calling out on the Biden campaign for not being more available to questions to the press? I mean, it's one thing when we talk about, you know, understandable to not be having the normal campaign rallies, but he's not really doing the normal Q&A that goes along with the campaign either.
Yeah, perhaps a little bit. Again, the rallies, I think it would be foolish for him to do the rallies. Again, that is so off-brand. But a few more interviews, of course. And again, I think that goes back to one of your previous questions, Brian, that he is, to a certain extent, trying to play it safe, try to not make mistakes. You know, it's the last couple minutes of the football game, and you've got the ball, and you're up by 10. You know, you run the ball. You don't beat yourself.
Well, the president, Kevin, was in Erie last night. He's on this blitz right now. What is it about the state of Pennsylvania? The president said in Erie, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. Does it come down to one state?
No, you know what? I think the way things look now, even with, you know, problems with some of the polls, I think the Biden campaign probably going to win Michigan, probably going to win Wisconsin. Then they need to pick up another state. If they pick up Pennsylvania, it's game, set, match. Assuming that the president doesn't pick anything up. I mean, I think his only opportunities are maybe Minnesota, maybe Nevada, maybe Maine, but I don't think those things are too likely. So he's looking for another. So Biden's looking for another state if he gets Michigan and Wisconsin, and he's got a lot of choices. Pennsylvania probably being the most attractive since he grew up there. The one I like the most is Arizona, because if nothing changes from last time out, except for Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, though Democrat, then you've got a tie in the Electoral College, 269 to 269. And in that case, Trump probably gets it in the House, because even though the Democrats will own the House, Nancy Pelosi will still be Speaker, the voting in the House goes by state. There are only 50 votes, not 435. Currently, the breakdown is 26 Republican, 22 Democrat delegations, and two that are split, that are tied. So that obviously could change on Election Day, and when they come in January, when the vote would take place, that could be different. But right now, if it happened today, if it got thrown out of the House, Donald Trump would win re-election.
Well, let's hope it's doesn't come to that. It comes to the ballot box instead. Kevin, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk with you again soon. That's Kevin Harwick talking about the state of the presidential race.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.